DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
Adulting.
Oh, dang. You know, but that's the good thing about doing your own thing.
Absolutely.
You make your own schedule. You post this when you want to post.
Yeah.
Record when you want to record.
Yeah, we got to get better, though.
We do. We were doing really good, but you know, shit happens.
It does, man. A lot of shit happens.
But we're here now.
We are.
So, what's going on? Anything new with you?
Not really.
No. Okay.
same old, same old. I think I'm ready to start dating.
Okay. Can you say that again?
I think I'm ready to start dating again.
Really?
I think I am.
Why? Like, where did this come from?
I don't know. I just woke up one morning and I was like,
Oh, you was delivered.
I was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
y'all heard that, guys? Tracy is ready to date or whatever.
We going to see.
Oh, see? Okay. False alarm.
No, we going to see. It's definitely a problem. I'm more willing to entertain the idea of dating.
Oh, okay. So you're not opposed to it as you were before?
Yeah.
Before you were just like, no.
Yep, nope, not feeling it at all.
Okay.
But now I'm like, you know what?
Okay.
I might, yeah.
Good.
So we going to see. We going to see.
I'm proud of you.
Still not having sex right now, but yeah, okay. Hopefully, I did say this weekend because you know I've been drug free and
we're getting stoned.
I think it's 4:20.
It's 4:20. We're getting stoned.
So what's your plans for 4:20?
To get stoned.
I ask that like I don't know.
We gonna be together. Getting stoned.
Yeah.
We're going to infused.
Yes. It's called a pot up.
Yeah.
And the chick is she my pusher.
Right.
was my pusher, but
right.
She makes her own stuff. She's vegan.
Yep.
So
all the food is gonna be vegan and infused.
Including the drinks as
which
well.
Is right up our alley.
And the desserts. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's gonna be so great.
Yeah, I'm gonna be stoned.
Man, and out drunk. Of this motherfucking world. Yeah. Do you hear me?
Stoned and drunk.
Yeah, so I might lose my virginity this weekend.
Oh.
Not even gonna lie to you. We might just be calling it on off and just saying, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll start again Monday.
Okay.
So
why not? I mean, why start again Monday? Just lose it and keep losing it.
I had somebody tell me today that I was unfair because I rationed out the pussy.
I mean, that's what we do.
I told him it's mine.
Right, like, nigga, this ain't no damn, what they call them, soup kitchen?
Nigga. If I want to cut off, I can cut off. Right, like, no. I just don't understand. But, yeah. It was funny. It was pretty funny. Okay. He was so serious to me. He was like, right. I can't believe you. Is you still playing?
No.
I'm not playing.
Right. No, like, I'm dead ass,
I'm
bro.
Like, dead ass serious, my nigga. We good. And he was like, we can't hang out. Yeah, we can hang out.
But if you expected anything to come from the hangout.
He was like, you know when we hang out. You don't know what to tell
bro,
me.
We got new rules, dude.
I'm just saying, sorry. We was that and now we ain't.
Right.
But nevertheless, we're gonna turn up one time for 420.
Yeah.
The How High is coming out this weekend.
Oh, I'm not even
with DC Young Fly.
Yeah, I'm not even interested.
Honestly believe that I would be high enough to laugh at it.
Really?
Come on now.
I mean, I'm sure, but I'm just not.
How High was the shit?
Yeah, the original.
The original one was. I used to watch that shit all the time.
I'm not interested.
We gonna see. I'm gonna look at it.
Okay, you
tell
me.
See what see if it make it do what it do.
Oh, okay.
What's been up with you though?
Shit, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all. No new news. No nothing.
What?
Nope.
Hmm.
Still chilling, working, mommy, boo. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a story though, cause look. Okay, so. I mean, I think most people by now realize I'm in a relationship.
Hmm.
Except for people on my Instagram. Like, I don't understand how they...
You don't
not...
post him on there.
Is that
you post him on? You posted him in your story, like, once or twice?
I guess because I don't ever post him, like, on my... Okay.
On your page.
How should I not know? But a lot of times, I don't be realizing that guys be, like, trying to holler.
I was flirting with somebody earlier and I didn't know.
And, yeah. And I be catching. I'm like, wait a minute. Where is this going? Because, you know, we have a podcast.
Yeah.
I talk about my podcast a lot on the show. So, I mean, on the Instagram. So, I'm like, wow. Okay. I'm thinking, well, maybe these are somebody that listens to the show or, you know, just small talk.
Right.
I'm not thinking that they're flirting. So, like, the other day, and I was with Sorta Boo, too. And I was like, oh, this guy just inboxed me. And I'm like, oh, he might listen to the show. You know?
You know, you always try to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't never want to assume that you're trying to talk to me.
Absolutely.
Like, at all.
Until you try to talk
to me. Until you try to talk to me. Then, like, oh,
and now
okay.
I'm confused. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. So, like, he was like, hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, exactly. So, I'm like, yeah, of course. So, I'm like, if you ask me a question, I'm automatically thinking...
About the show.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, damn, what did he say? Oh, he said, what makes you happy? I was thrown off by that question. And I'm like, okay. I answered it. I was like, you know, music, food, sex. I mean, the basics.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. And then he started asking other questions. I'm answering it. I'm like, okay, where is this going? And then he was like, so why are you single? I was like, what? No. I was like, oh, no, I'm not, honey. No, I'm very much so taken. He was like, oh, my bad, I ain't know. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, how do you not know that? But now that you just said that I...
That's why.
Yeah. And he was like, maybe the third person this week that was in my inbox. And I didn't realize that that's what they were trying to do. So, guys... You know, typically, if you're in my inbox, I'm assuming that you're, you know, want to discuss the show, or that you're a fan, or you listen, or you have, like, a opinion, or a topic idea, or something.
I will say...
I am not interested. I am very much so taken.
So,
Tracy is the one who's single.
So listen, I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. That's all nice that you gave us that spiel. Like 9 times out of 10. If they don't know that you're taken, it's probably because they don't listen to the show. So this whole spiel probably means nothing to these guys.
Because they don't listen
to the show. Because if they listen, they would know that there is a sort of boo.
Okay.
But, you know, that was a great...
It was.
Yeah.
It was heartfelt.
It was heartfelt.
Well, shit. I mean, I guess I got posts on my feed now, so
yeah.
But should. That don't even. But you know, honestly, that don't even matter because I post them on Facebook all the time, and I still get people in my inbox on Facebook.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah, so I'm like, I really don't think that matters if I post them or not. So.
Speaking of disrespectful,
what? Oh, we go. I know you about to go. We gonna talk about that in music news. Anything else for catch up?
Nah, man, I ain't really been doing nothing. I've been chilling.
Me, I just been chilling and trying to not get in no situationships on social media. All right, so let's talk about some music news.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going. It's not.
All right, Tracy, so what's going on in music?
Everything
going on.
Once again, let's start off by saying rest in peace, Nip.
The marathon continues. Bitch, I can't believe it's been like, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, it has been 2 weeks.
I just cannot believe
you know
that.
Our girl April was down there. She went to
I seen it. Shout out to April.
Yeah, shout out to April. Off the Chain podcast.
Yeah.
She was down there recently, and she took pictures and stuff like that.
And everything is still up, like the memorial and everything.
They actually spelled out the abbreviation TMC. For the marathon continues. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was dope. I thought that was really, really dope.
It was. You know what is going on? We have to talk about this. Game of Thrones.
I don't watch it.
Winter is here.
I don't watch it. Man. I ain't never watched an episode of Game of Thrones in my life.
If y'all don't watch Game of Thrones, y'all missing out. This is the best show in history.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah.
I don't watch it.
Gotta watch it.
Never watch it.
Winter is here. Game of Thrones premiere.
I'm never watching
it. The last season ever. And it didn't disappoint.
It didn't.
Nah. It's about to go down. Okay. Soon.
So, in other news, it's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce did drop that album.
She dropped. I didn't listen to the album.
I listened to the album. I didn't look at the documentary.
I watched the documentary. The documentary was well done.
Was it? I'm sure it was.
It was really, really well done. It was really good. She performed her ass off. Like I watched the live streams of when Coachella, you know, happened for her last year.
Mm-hmm.
But these video clips is just like, you really like feel the energy and the hard work that went behind those performances that her and the dancers and the band and
nice.
I mean it was really good.
I mean, I said I was going to watch it, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. I listened to the What's Night. I just couldn't get... Maybe I should have watched it first, because I couldn't get...
So, what is the album?
All the songs on the documentary. Everything she did at the What's Night.
Oh, okay. So, it's like...
It's just a live version.
Oh, well, okay.
Right. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
Right, no.
Re-release all this. I'm tired of you re-releasing shit. Thinking I'm supposed to be excited about it.
The only people that's excited is the Beehive people.
I'm sorry, I'm not in that hive.
I'm not a Beehiver. At all.
But in other news, Remy Ma. Remy Ma reportedly under investigation for allegedly punching Brittany Taylor in the face.
Who is Brittany Taylor?
Her cast member on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, I definitely didn't know that.
I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but shout out to Remy Ma because I love everything she do.
So she punched her in the face.
She punched her in the face. She under investigation. I don't know what type of investigation you have to be.
Right, to punch somebody in the face, you need to investigate?
Either you did or you didn't.
Or they trying to determine it was like self-defense or something?
I don't really know, but I don't know.
Okay. We have got to talk about Kodak Black and T.I.
I don't understand him.
Who?
Neither one of them. What's the point?
I don't know.
Like, so T.I. is quick to say I'll end your career, I'll end your career. But, I mean, his records, his sales did go down by I think the number was 700%.
Whose records?
Kodak Black streaming. Oh, okay. And it lost him millions of dollars.
Oh, it did.
He's apparently now saying that T.I. is the reason why he went to jail, because he tipped the police off.
He went to jail now?
He was in jail. He just bonded out for like $20,000.
Oh.
Yeah. He just got out like recently.
I ain't know that.
Yeah. It's been like this whole, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like Kodak Black, so I really wouldn't give a shit if he was in jail under a rock.
I don't care what none of these folks do.
Exactly. Honestly. It's really funny. But on a lighter note.
He's funny as hell, though.
Who?
Kodak Black? Because he's so disrespectful. It is just like the audacity of this nigga.
How do you feel about it coming out that Lil Yachty wrote City Girls song Act Up?
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. How you feel about that?
I don't care.
I mean, he was always a little zesty.
I don't care. I mean, but you have to think about it. Like, The Dream writes a lot of Beyonce songs.
But does he look like this?
No. No. But, you know, Lil Yachty's boy, he's like, what, 21?
He is 21.
He's super young. So I'm not surprised that he wrote it. That's because, you know, he makes a lot of money.
He does. I think nobody knows exactly how much money he makes, but he does.
He makes a lot of money. He has a lot of endorsements, including Sprite.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that he's writing shit for other people, regardless of who they are.
What about the fact that Kim Kardashian passed her test and she's about to be a lawyer?
Yeah, you know.
How you feel about that?
You know, I love Kim K and her husband.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. Never mind. Yes, you do.
Yeah. I think that's dope. I mean, she was raised by a lawyer, you know, around lawyers. Her dad was part of the O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, sure was.
Lawyer trial or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised by that. And, like, people are like confused about how she's able to do it without going to law school, but she broke it down saying, you know, in certain states, I didn't know this, but in certain states all you need is like 60 credit hours and you can do like internships.
Bitch, I could be a lawyer.
Yeah, depending on the state. Well, go to California for sure.
Yeah, I think I'll be a lawyer,
right? So you just have to do
the county. I'm finna go be a lawyer.
Internship.
I do it.
Yeah. And then you can go pass the bar and you a whole lawyer out here.
I just had a friend that just passed the bar. I'm gonna see if he still got his study guide. Like, he literally just passed it about a month ago and he got
it. I don't think people gonna really take it seriously though, because it's
okay. I think they are actually.
You think so?
I think they actually are. Mm-hmm. I think with her track record, she's already
been on that path of, you know, the prison reform and actually making strides, you know, as far as the law. So, okay, I can see that. I can see if she wasn't doing that already, then they'll probably be like, this bitch needs to go sit down somewhere. But since she's been, you know, doing that, I can see that.
So, yeah, I think that she actually may be good.
Yeah. I think that's dope.
I won't hire her, but you know.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I probably couldn't afford her, but.
She reminds me of Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Call her L. So, what else is going on?
Not that I can think of. Have you been listening to anything new?
Oh, Lord, girl.
Oh, you know who I've been listening to?
Who?
Anderson.
Anderson .Paak?
Yes.
His album was dope.
Oh, I loved it.
The features killed me, man. I got so goddamn excited when I seen them features.
I loved it. I've replayed that album front to back at least two or three times in a row. I love it. And I've been listening to, I went back a little to SZA. I've been listening to her, and I don't know why, but I've been listening to Jay-Z, and I'm not even a Jay-Z type of person, but I've been listening to that 444. That's pretty much it though for me.
Definitely been listening to Anderson .Paak. Like you said, I played that back a couple of times. I'm gonna tell you somebody that took it for me, and I love her sound that she switched it up. Lila motherfucking James.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I haven't heard any of her new stuff.
God. Like, yo, when I tell you it's just an EP, but it's so, so dope. And mm-hmm. I'm going to play a little bit. I don't know which song. I like all of this song. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this one. When I heard that, and like that's the sound of the entire, but her voice came in and it was perfect for the sound. Girl.
I like it.
It's definitely, definitely a vibe. I like it. Oh my God. When this came on, I was like, yes!
I like it, yeah.
And of course, headphones on, blasting, man.
Yeah. Speaking of headphones, so today we discovered that the Arthur Zane has a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called Purple Panties.
Purple Panties.
And it was interesting.
It was funny as shit. It was funny.
My voice is going out a little bit, obviously, if y'all can't tell, but
sort of boobin'.
Wearing the throat out.
Wait a minute, it reminds me. So, you know, okay, I know we're gonna talk about it, but everybody been playing Profoundly, right?
Yeah.
Dude, he posted his question, and his question was some chick talk asked him, so when are you gonna come fuck my throat like a pussy? I was like, oh, okay. Geez.
Yeah.
The fact that he declined, though. He was like, I'm good, babe.
Oh, well. Okay.
I was like, damn.
It must have been terrible.
That's hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, my throat going out.
Well. That's so funny.
I mean, there's so many dirty jokes we can say. But, anyway, any other music news or whatnot?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, well, we better get into sex position.
Yes.
Cool.
Let me see it being open.
Okay, guys, today's sex position is called the peekaboo. And in this position, you'll have your partner standing up against the wall or door with their hands tied above their head. And what you're going to do is blindfold them. And you're going to proceed to give them head. And it's called peekaboo because they can't see. And since we're talking about all the anonymous and profoundly perverted things, I figured this goes along really well with the subject. So when you get home, tie your man or tie your woman up against the door and let them be surprised by some amazing, mind-blowing, profoundly amazing head.
So it's topic time.
It's topic time. It's topic time. It's topic time. It's topic time.
Hey, sloppy topic.
Sloppy topic. Okay, guys. So today's topic is profoundly perverted. And this is all thanks to Facebook. So recently, Facebook rolled out, I don't know if it was new or whatever, but
it caught on,
this profoundly game that you play in Messenger, and it's basically anonymous questions, and so we decided, hey, let's talk about this on the show, because, you know, some of these questions that people were reposting were kind of perverted.
Most of them were.
And I wasn't even playing, but I started getting questions my damn self. And I guess when you click on it, it automatically like gets you to like, I don't know how this shit worked, but I didn't announce I was playing the game. I guess I had clicked on it, and then I started getting inboxes of anonymous questions. So today we want to just go over some of the questions that we got ourselves and some of the other questions that we've seen across social media. And then why do some people feel more comfortable, you know, saying out of line shit when
it's anonymous?
It's anonymous. Like, what makes them do that?
I found the whole thing really kind of creepy, the fact that if you really just, like, sit back and think about it, mm-hmm. that these people been holding these questions in for all this time, secretly looking at you,
yeah.
and always had these feelings. And never,
yeah,
said anything.
And never said anything. And then you still don't know who they are.
You still don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I got a lot of perverted questions. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. It was, like, I was floored how many people inboxed me asking me just to simply eat me out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like... What do you see when you look at me?
Do you think a lot of it has something to do? Because I really feel like some of these questions, the ones I was getting is because they definitely listen to the show. Or they know what type of show we have. And so a lot of it was, you know, leaning towards that
subject. Sexual content, that's why. I agree. I guess I'm really not sure. We'll never know. Like, seriously, I got some questions that I mean, literally, I couldn't post.
Yeah. I didn't post any of mine, so.
I got questions that literally that had names attached, like my ex name attached to it, and was like, so since he out the picture, so what's up? Like, you know. I know you, basically, I've been watching, now mind y'all, me and this dude was together for 7 years, so
he
the fact that you've been sitting here, like, quietly and like, hey, so since he had the picture, so what's up?
Yeah.
It was weird.
I found the game to be weird because I'm like, you say, you just don't know who is sending you
these could messages. Be people that we interact with every day.
Because, like, even though we're naming this show Perverted, Profoundly Perverted, a lot of the questions were kind of, like, mean. Or, like, the statements or whatever that they were saying were mean. I've seen some mean stuff. And I'm like,
so these are people that you interact with. That I didn't post every day. That were really funny.
Okay.
And one particular question, I laughed. Because the question was, are you still fucking people's husbands?
What?
And I was like, who husband did I fuck with?
Right.
And I wanted to post this so bad, but I got family members and church members and all that stuff on my Facebook. And so I was like, I can't post too much. But I was like, I did want to address it, which is the reason why I was like, I'm going to address it on the show.
Okay.
And my response to that was, nigga, is your husband still acting single? Right. I mean, obviously, it takes two to tangle. And for you to try to even come at me, like, I'm never the aggressor.
But see, that's what I'm saying. These type of questions, this is somebody on your friends list
mm-hmm.
that you share a piece of your life with every day when you post something.
Yeah.
And they been... sitting back, just right. like this bitch fucked my husband. Bitch, why are you friends with me on Facebook?
Why? Because you just want to see if I post anything. Like, what?
I don't kiss and tell, bitch. I ain't gonna just, like, I fucked this bitch husband last night.
No. But 9 times out of 10, if me and your husband mess around, either, honestly, it probably was when I was way younger, because I'd make it a point never to fuck around with married man.
Or he was, like you said, acting single.
He was acting single.
And you ain't had no clue that
you had no freaking clue. And I was just like, it was really funny to me that I was like, you know, that you would even come at me like that. To me, it made you look like more of a fool.
Yeah.
Than you tried to come at me.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that meant that, my nigga.
And I'm sure she probably listened to the show.
She probably do. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, I'm pretty sure most of our, you know, haters and shit listen to the show.
Honestly, and the fact that I posted that I'll be answering the questions on the show, I'm pretty sure she gonna tune in and just to see what I'm saying. And I'm saying again, this, I said what I said. Bitches, your husband still acting single out here.
Right. If he acting single, then your bad.
Yeah. Obviously, you ain't doing something right. Right.
Your bad.
You might need to listen to other episodes and get your shit up to part for him to be looking for something outside of y'all relationship. That yeah. doesn't, I mean, like, seriously. Women, we gotta really check. I don't owe you no loyalty. Whoever Mm-mm. the fuck you are, I don't owe you anything.
No.
So, like I said, true enough, if it happened, I had to be a lot younger. And it had to be 7-8 plus years ago.
Right, yeah.
So, for you to even... I mean, that just was so stupid to me.
Like, I just feel like if you don't have the balls to address it, with your name and face attached to it,
you a bitch.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Don't address it at all then.
Yeah, don't. Just hush.
Yeah.
Another question that I got that I didn't post was, this dude said, my homeboy told me that you were a squirter. Can I see?
Wow. The audacity. Wow, okay.
So
his homeboy told him, and so now he's trying to
the way I took homeboy. Yeah, the way okay. I took that was, my nigga, y'all need to start watching what y'all tell y'all homeboys, because
right.
you sitting here trying to brag or whatever and was like, man, uh-huh. this girl was this, that, and the third. And low-key, your homeboy like, shit.
I'm going to find out myself.
Yeah. Let me see what your girl talking about.
Yep.
Like, that shit was funny to me.
Yeah.
Because, again,
I'm sure somebody like, damn, did I tell somebody?
Yeah.
I wonder who that nigga is.
Yeah.
You know, other people probably trying to figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely they are. And it's just like, come on now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not too many people on my friend list that I just fuck with on that level.
Right.
So, the fact that you even told somebody else.
Yep.
And it for women, eye opener, these niggas kiss and tell.
Clearly.
Clearly they kiss and tell.
Yeah. Clearly.
So,
but I think we all knew that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you didn't, you were just really naive.
Yeah, very naive. Because they most definitely, they talk more than we do, for sure.
Absolutely, they
yeah.
do.
One of the questions that I got, I sent it to Tracy. I didn't post any of my questions.
That shit was funny.
Because I'm in a whole relationship, and that's just disrespectful.
It is.
So, it said, can I have a threesome with you and your co-host?
The fact that I got the same question...
We got the exact same question, so I'm pretty
but
sure
I honestly,
the same person.
No, it's not the same person.
You don't
person.
Think it's the same person?
The reason why I say it's not the same person, because the person that asked me the question is not friends with you. He don't even live here.
now that is, that's, okay, wow. Yeah, it's, so this is somebody on my friends list.
Yes, this, somebody and with both. Either, he couldn't be friends, he could not be friends with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know
we
who
don't
it
know
is.
Who it is. But so we know for sure that it's two different people, because...
Yes. One does not stay here. And he's yes, definitely not friends with you on Facebook. He's in the group.
Oh, okay.
The one that asked me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe he's friends with you.
No, probably not. Because I don't think I'm friends with too many people.
And see, that's the thing. Then too, he was, I mean, he bold with it. He real as they come. He was like, shit, I said what I said. he asked me boldly, like, shit, what's up?
It wasn't anonymous.
No, he wasn't anonymous. He posted an original question.
Uh-huh.
And he posted original question to me. And actually, Raymond was uh-huh. the person that was like, damn, Tracy, you know, tell yeah. this nigga to put his name on it. And he commented and he was like, it's me. He was like, you know me, I ain't out you, nigga. It's me.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's
no.
funny.
And then that conversation ended up having it in an inbox conversation.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, me and him started talking on the inbox or whatever, which we friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he
okay.
was like, hey, when I come down there, what's up with you? Mm. And I was like, nah, bro.
Oh.
We good.
Okay.
Find somebody else.
Yeah.
Not okay. doing that.
No, that's incest.
You're not, like, seriously, like, real shit, that's my sis. Like, stop playing with me. I'm not doing that shit. What is wrong with you? That's nasty. I gotta people, look at this girl.
People are funny.
But, yeah, it was really, really funny.
Some other questions I got was, it was, like, pertaining to, like, obviously sex. Mm-hmm. Why you play hard to get? I'm not playing hard to get because I am hard to get.
Yeah,
like I'm not interested.
Yeah.
What else? I should have like.
Are you? Shots, yeah. Are so. You? Are you done? Why you play so many games? Yeah. Out of bed?
There's somebody like professed their love for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody said I broke their heart. And
yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I had one, and
I'm like, that has been like during my fuck girl days, because I'm
pretty. I had one person to get mad at me, and I sent it to you in Marcia, and he was like, he was like, I ate you out, and you stopped talking to me, but it's cool.
Hey, are you okay over there? Was this the last pussy you ate out? Or what?
It was just really funny to me because I was like, wait, it sounded like I won that battle. why did you list the first part?
Right.
What am I supposed to be saying?
That you, like, I still got hit, so.
My nigga got hit. I appreciate you.
I still got it, so.
And where's some cursing on our Facebook page? My nigga, don't you ever disrespect me when I done fed you.
Right. What's
exactly. Wrong with you?
Like, what?
Nigga, don't ever bite the hand that fed you.
Yeah.
But
so, clearly, we both had a couple sensitive ass niggas in our profoundly.
Ooh, why'd you stop talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God,
I got a couple of those. And somebody said, "Why are you faking like you happy?" And I feel like I know who this person is because I feel like he's secretly hating on the fact that. I'm in a relationship.
For the record, she not faking, my nigga. It's real bliss.
Yeah, I just told my cousin this shit right before I got here. I was like, you know, some people be faking happy on social media. I was like, I'm happy on social media and in real life.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't know. It's just really, I found it really, really funny that this game gave so many people inbox balls.
Inbox balls. I was sitting here trying to figure out what we could call it. Inbox balls.
Inbox balls. To say what you
courage.
Yeah, to say what you've been wanting to say or always had on your mind.
Yeah.
And you never had the balls to say it, but as soon as you got the opportunity to say it anonymously, you took your opportunity.
It's like, but I'm like, why? Like, why say something now?
Right.
Just because it's anonymous or like, just why? Like, why not just not say nothing at all?
I'm curious. Honestly, the only thing that I'm curious to is the homeboys. Because the way I feel about that is that if I mess with your homeboy and you anonymously trying to shoot your shot, my nigga, your loyalty is shot with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it... I guess I looked at it too deeply because I was just like, my nigga, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you saw this opportunity as an opportunity to be like, look, let me go ahead and tell you, nigga. I know who you've been fucking with.
Yeah.
I know that's my boy, but
if you gave me a chance,
fuck that nigga.
Yeah. But honestly, I think most, I ain't gonna say most, but I think a lot of guys are like that.
Yes.
A lot of guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys are, and I honestly think a lot of females are.
I would say women, too.
Females are, too.
I know plenty.
I think plenty of females took this opportunity to shoot their shot as well. And
other bitches' niggas.
Yeah. Your homegirls' niggas.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Yeah.
What's up? That bitch can't do it like me.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, damn. Like, this... My nigga, you know how much dick is out here? You know how many niggas out here?
A funny one that I seen one of my friends on my Facebook posted. And he didn't do it anonymously. And she reposted it and she was like, this ugly ass nigga had the audacity.
Oh, man, what's fucked up?
He was like, can we have a one night stand? He said, can we have a one night stand? That's right. She reposted. I was like, damn, she put this nigga right on blast. I mean, it shows, you know.
Because there was definitely an option. Because I will say that I asked, I think, one person a question.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do it anonymously.
Right.
I was like, niggas me, so what?
Yeah.
And which he reposted it, and he was like, oh, shit, she ain't scared. Yeah. You know, and
what did you say?
Let me go see. I'm going to read it to you again. I ain't see it. Hold on until I find out what I see.
Since we're being profoundly perverted over here.
It was perverted too.
It was perverted. Obviously. Because your face was like, oh.
Hell, I got to remember his name on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know his name on Facebook.
But yeah, a lot of the questions were, you know, sexually explicit. Some were just straight up hating. Some were just, you know, funny, being funny. The game, I didn't really play because I didn't ask anybody no questions. I wasn't even expecting any questions.
Yeah, please. I knew your inbox was going to be jump in.
No, I honestly didn't think I was going to get any because I didn't announce it. So I didn't know that, like, once you click on it, I guess it shows that now you're a part of the game or whatever. Yeah. And so they can start sending you questions. Mm-hmm. And, like, I checked my messenger because I hardly do. And I'm like, what is this? And I clicked on it and I was like, oh. So like, how did this happen? Like, I was confused completely. So,
nah. I think he may have deleted all his, what's the name?
Oh, okay. Probably. It was for the moment.
Yeah, I wasn't, because I'm way back in March or whatnot.
Yeah.
So he must have deleted everything. I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah. No, the only questions I like to participate in are my little polls I do on Instagram. That's it. I don't want no profoundly nothing.
It just was so funny to me that so many people took this opportunity.
So I asked, speaking of my polls on Instagram, I did a little poll asking my followers if they participated in the profoundly game. And surprisingly, only 20% said they participated. And I'm like, somebody lying, because half of y'all are my Facebook friends too. And I've seen some of y'all posting questions and stuff. So,
that's so funny to me.
And the other 80% was like, nah, it's whack or whatever.
I think it is. I think the whole thing was completely whack.
It's whack,
but
I think the sum of
it was fun.
Yeah.
It was funny. But
it was mostly entertaining. Like
it was done.
You know, if you're at work or whatever, you need some time to fly by, why not?
Yeah. Because, man, when I tell you, my inbox started jumping, and I was like, the fuck? Damn.
They all want a piece of the pie.
No, thank you. Keep your lips to yourself, sir.
They want some Tracy pie.
Possibly. I'm good.
Nah.
But, yeah.
They wanted some Tracy pie.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. No, thank you whatsoever. So...
I thought you was about to say something profound. Yeah. You see what I did there?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people. I wish you could have responded individually.
What do you mean?
Like, respond anonymously back to whoever said it.
Oh.
And then that way the conversation would have been, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, some of the people, I was like, who is this? And then they inboxed me and was like, oh, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Were you surprised by some of the people that came out and said it was me? Or were you like, oh, okay, I kind of figured it was you, or not surprised? Or...
My very, very first question was really, because it was funny, because I was like, well, damn, this could be anybody, because this is me all damn day.
What was the first question?
We talk and then we don't. Mm-hmm. We talk and then we don't. We talk and then we don't. When you gonna stop playing with me? You know I like you.
Oh, I seen that.
And
you know who I thought it was?
Who?
I ain't gonna say, but
who you thought?
What's his name? The one that you told to be safe in Miami. I thought it was
we
him.
Don't talk that much.
Right. I thought it was him.
No.
But you know, he's dramatic, so.
Oh God. He probably was one of them.
Yeah, probably.
It was just really funny to me. I was just like, But yeah, he actually, when I said, who is this? And then he was like, he called me.
Oh. He was like, look, I'm dead ass.
Because I was like, nigga. And then then he followed that question up with, because I couldn't even post all the stuff that he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, and I was like, oh man, you always be the homie. And he was like, my nigga, did you just friend zone me?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I
It's a habit.
You don't even stay in the state.
Where he stay?
California.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm not good with long-distance relationships. I'm going to cheat on you.
Okay. That's honest.
I mean, I'm just being honest. What the fuck you going to do for me?
Yeah, no. You know, I used to be able to do long-distance relationship, but I can't.
I'm not even going to lie to you. If you're looking for me to be that damn chick while you in jail, I ain't her.
Nah, I ain't me.
If you want me to be faithful to you when we in a long-distance relationship, knowing good and damn well you live there and I live here, mm-hmm. It ain't no, like, military type shit. Like, I'm going to be gone for a couple of months and I'm going to come back to you. Nah, I'm good. Don't look for it. I'm not that girl.
Well, that's how you create you do the open relationship thing.
Nobody want to open relationships. As soon as you find out about an open relationship, like, nigga, you fuck what?
Yeah.
So, no. I'm good. But, yeah. I thought it was really, really funny. I was reading other people's and, man. Mm-hmm. Do you think, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think, because I was reading some, especially the people that were posting every question that they was getting.
Uh-huh.
It was some guys that I was like, I found them attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But when I seen all of the questions and seen the content of the questions,
yeah.
It was a turnoff.
What? Sorry. What kind of questions were they?
Like, they were all sexual questions.
Oh,
they were all sexual questions. Some of them was like, do you remember when we? Or, man, can we, you know, this is that and the third. Or, nigga, we be flirting so much. Why don't we just do, like, all of that.
So he's like a social media slut.
Like, not as exclusive as I thought you were.
Yeah. And yeah, cause, like, because sometimes you have this idea of, like, oh, he seems cool, chill, whatever, and then they end up being the total opposite.
That's
of what
like you flirting with everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
these inboxes is for everybody.
Yeah.
I was just like,
Yeah, cause a lot of the men's questions, some of these chicks was really bold. It like, was. Oh my. And a lot of them weren't even anonymous. They're just like, I'm going to suck your dick from the back.
I want to sit on your face. And I was like, God, okay. Damn.
I'm like, all right, okay.
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
I got a couple. I want to eat you from the back.
What? Yeah.
Sorry, stop.
I had got a couple people who was like, hey, you remember when? Mm-mm.
Nope, don't.
I don't recall.
Sorry. If it didn't happen today, I don't remember.
I'm legally blind.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And I didn't respond to none of these questions, by the way.
I mean, you had to post to respond.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why I said it would have been cool if you could have
just responded it without
messenger. Yeah, like anonymously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I respond directly to.
That's
you.
Why. I ain't,
but the fact that I had to respond publicly, I'm not putting.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That was just. It was just.
I guess that was the way to keep it anonymous. Because if you try to reply.
Yeah, but who wants all them people in your business?
That's exactly why I ain't posted.
I'm just saying. Like I said, I posted some, but I definitely didn't post all of them. Mm-hmm. I was just like, good God! After a while, I was like, my nigga, stop!
Yeah,
y'all are gross,
right?
And then I told him, I'm celibate.
I did see that.
That she was funny.
They probably like, she lying.
Actually, I'm not.
No, she really is, guys.
I'm not. Nigga. I think I lost my virginity the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, man. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I've ever. I was bored. I kept saying.
So, would you participate again?
Nah, I'm good. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I'm actually doing it right now, but trying to figure out a way to disable that app from my page.
I need to figure that out too, because I was not trying to get no damn questions. That's for sure.
Yeah, because I was, you give every time you go into these apps, like you give them certain permissions on your page and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I kind of want to turn off. I need you to get away from my page at this point.
I'm gonna have to figure that out too. So
as soon as I figure that out, I'll let you know.
I want to know what some of our followers were getting if they participated.
I think a lot of people participated.
I think so too. And I'm sure a lot of
people, can you just imagine the people that was like, ooh, I want to play, and then didn't get no questions?
When I'm sitting up here getting questions, yeah, and why
everybody else is like posting every 5 minutes and you sitting there talking about something else.
Right.
Like, nobody want to ask me nothing.
Yeah, I decided I didn't want to play. Yeah. That's what they
said.
Like, yeah, not
you know what? I just was so over this. You know, this is just really.
It's whack.
Yeah. Yeah. This is stupid.
Yeah.
No, it's not, ma'am. It's not stupid at all.
Right. Yeah. So, anything else about this profound?
I'm over it. I'm good on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to participate next time.
Are you?
It's like.
I'm going to say, are you now?
Nah, not at all. Especially just seeing the type of questions I was getting.
Yeah. Like, it was very disrespectful.
It was disrespectful and just, most of it was just gross. And it's coming from a sex podcast.
I know, it was. It was very disrespectful. It was gross. Definitely was gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just was, it was too much. It became too much.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Just, yeah, teen too much.
So, yes, if y'all got some crazy questions, please let us know, because I want to hear y'all questions.
Yeah,
and for what sure. Your answer is to, ooh, what if we do, if for those people that didn't respond on Facebook, inbox those questions that you really want to
answer.
Yeah, you answer. Inbox with your name and the question, and we'll
do it on the air.
We'll tell you the answer. We'll say your answer on air.
Oh, okay, I got you.
That way, at least you have.
So like they'll send us the question and then we'll just answer whatever how they want to answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That way we at least you'll have a platform to address anything that you want to address.
Yeah. That's so cool. I'll do that.
So, yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah, so, you know, this has been a little short episode. It's been profound.
It has it. Okay.
Yeah, because my voice is going away.
It is.
And so this has been another episode.
So sexy voice show.
Yeah. I'm auditioning for the next Zane episode.
Yeah, I'll listen to the episode because that shit is funny as hell.
So this has been another episode of Melodically Dope. And I am Trenisha. And you can follow me at Tatum_Tots on Instagram and on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And on Snapchat, I'm Tatum_Detots.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk loud without hurting my throat.
Okay. Get you some tea and lemon. And honey.
I got my honey. That's why I'm like this right there.
That's funny. But also follow me on It's Me Tracy V on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Snap.
Everything.
Tell us y'all 420 plans. Invite us. Yeah. We might come.
Yeah, we already got some plans, but you know, we trying to get stoned, man.
Sound like a hippie too.
Trying to get stoned, man.
Stoned, man.
So, y'all feel free to reach out to us at Melodically Dope on Instagram, and we're at Melodically Dope at gmail.com if you have any questions.
And the website, Melodically Dope the Podcast.
Yeah. So check that out. Check us out. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Deuces.